Munkeberg's disease, why it matters to you. What it is, Munkeberg's disease is calcium buildup in the middle layer of artery walls, not the inner lining like regular atherosclerosis. It doesn't usually block blood flow, but it makes arteries stiff and rigid, like hardened pipes instead of flexible tubes. Why it happens? The muscle cells in artery walls basically turn into bone-making cells. This is driven mainly by getting older, 50 plus, diabetes, kidney disease, especially because kidney failure messes up calcium phosphate balance. Why it matters clinically? Stiff arteries give falsely high blood pressure readings. It throws off a standard peripheral artery disease test called the ankle brachial index test, so doctors use a toe-based test, TBI, instead in these patients. Stiff arteries strain the heart over time. It's often found by accident on an X-ray, showing up as calcium tracing the outline of the artery. How many people are diagnosed with Munkeberg's disease? There's no statistic like you'd get for something like flu or diabetes because it isn't tracked as a standalone diagnosis. What we have instead is prevalence, and it's rough. You'll see numbers ranging from under 1% to 25% plus, depending entirely on how it's detected and who's being studied. It's more accurate to think of it as a common incidental finding in high-risk groups, elderly, diabetic, chronic kidney disease, than a disease with a formal annual case count. Treatment. There's no way to reverse existing calcification. Once it's there, it's permanent. Treatment focuses on stopping it from getting worse, controlling blood sugar, in kidney patients, managing phosphate and calcium with binders like sevelamer and calcium mimetics like drugs like cinacalcid that trick the parathyroid gland into releasing less PTH. Keeping vitamin D in a healthy range, roughly 30 to 50 nanograms per ml. Both too little and too much vitamin D can worsen calcification. It's a U-shaped risk curve. Vitamin K2, MK7 form, is being studied because it helps direct calcium into bones instead of arteries. Clinical trial doses, up to 360 micrograms per day, showed less progression of artery calcification, but K2 is dangerous to combine with warfarin specifically. It can cancel out the blood thinner. It doesn't interfere the same way with aspirin, omega-3s, or vitamin E. Experimental ideas like chelation, EDTA, or sodium thiosulfate exist, but aren't proven to reverse it and carry real risks like leaching calcium out of bones. Overall, bottom line, it's a slow-the-damage disease, not a fix-the-damage disease. Once the vessel walls calcify, the goal shifts to protecting the heart and preventing further progression rather than reversing what's already there.